Now, as an expert on the subject, WRCT Pittsburgh does not blow. Thank you.
During difficult times, young military families feel the impact. When a military spouse is unemployed, the whole family struggles. The Armed Services YMCA answers the call and provides food assistance to ensure military children have plenty to eat and child care that enables military spouses to work. Now more than ever, we need your help to provide emergency relief to military families. Help now at helpymca.org.
Hey, it's just past midnight here on 83 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. We've got a thing that we do each and every Friday night at midnight. We call it the Midnight Mock. If it's not midnight and you're listening to me, just need to give you a little sidebar, let you know that you're not crazy. You're not in the wrong time zone. You are probably just listening to an encore presentation of the People of Mock Radio program. But tonight's mock here is Barrett Strong. Barrett Strong celebrating a birthday today. He is 80 years old today. Barrett Strong, if you're unfamiliar, he was actually the very first artist signed to Barry Gordy's Tamla record
label
and had a hit with, you know, Money, That's All I Want. But then he went on and paired up with Norman Whitfield, became a staff writer, and he wrote a ton of songs that became hits. Other artists, and he was amazing. They were both basically the writing team for the Temptations. So I almost did a Temptations mock, and I'm like, no, let's showcase the variety of artists that Barry wrote songs for, or Barrett. Barry just sat back and
collected money, I believe. I'm talking about Barry Gordy Jr.
But anyway, I digress. Let's get ourselves into the mock. Speaking of Barry Gordy Jr., he actually did write this one. It's the aforementioned.
Aforementioned Money.
That's All I Want.
Barrett
Strong's
big hit.
Came out in 1979. This version, not the original.
The Flying Lizards.
Good afternoon, Steel City. You're listening to Joe's Garage, and a happy July to you. Happy Independence Day, which I'm so glad to be here, so glad you're laying down the tunes. On my way in, I saw a fair bit of boats, rivers there, people all lining up on the shoreline waiting for fireworks here tonight. So hopefully I got some tunes to get us through the evening here, some sunsets, and before the festivities really start. Back Brother Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT. Back Brothers Pizza offers pizza, pizza and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Back Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugar in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Back Brothers Pizza is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at backbrotherspizza.com and will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, please call 1-2-3-6-2-SPAC or visit their website, spacbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spacbrothers.com, spakbrothers.com. All right, getting into the music here on Joe's Garage. I have a special All-American playlist lined up. I wanted to feature American artists and songs about America for today to have a well, in honor of our great nation. So we're going to start some things off here with the man himself, Priest of Free Fall, and Tom Petty,
American Girl.
Now keep it tuned in here, Joe's Garage on 88.3 WRCT.
Bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my
chatted to Levy, but then Levy was dry. And them good old boys be drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love? Do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, and do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Well, I know that you're in love with him, cause I saw you dancing in the gym. You both kicked off your shoes.
It was dry. Them good old boys. just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before. But the man there said the music wouldn't play. In the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed. Not a word was spoken, the church bells all broken. And the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast. The day the music died, and they were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove the Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And then the old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Go my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Don McLean, title track off of his 1971 release, American Pie. Before that, we started the set off with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with American Girl. This is Joe's Garage, and you're this is my All-American special here. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining me this evening. I'm trying hard to play songs about America and American artists, which... Well, that song of American Pie was a groundbreaking song for its time, and it certainly talked about a great change in this nation, and I think that's something that we are aware of very present today, a great change in this nation, and maybe think of someone like a quote, a man by the name of William Lloyd Garrison.
Garrison was an abolitionist, an outspoken journalist, a suffrage movement supporter, and a social reformer of the mid-1800s. And in about 1860, he wrote an article discussing the transatlantic railroad that affects America at the time, too, 1860s. It was the building tensions of the American Civil War, and he went into that in the article, and I wanted to read the opening passage of it, which is from whence this transatlantic giant has come, binding the east to the west. Oh, not all the armies of Europe or Asia could take a drink, could by force take a drink in the Ohio River, set a trap on the Blue Ridge. As a nation of, If destruction be our loss, then we ourselves must be its author and publisher. The nation of free men who will either live forever or die by suicide. I think those are words that still ring very true today. Essentially, the main gist being that as America, the only thing that can really destroy us is ourselves. And that in times of great struggle, we need to come together and be united. And I truly believe that, especially on the day of all days, the 4th of July, our Independence Day. So, to keep it in the theme of transatlantic railroads, I've got Grand Funk Railroad coming up, Bruce Springsteen to come, as well as Sly and the Family Stone. So keep it tuned in here, Joe's Garage, 4th of July special.
Christopher Springsteen, born in the USA. Here's Creedence Clearwater Revival with Fortunate Son.
Keep tuned in here. Joe's Garage,
88.3 WRCT.
Hey, happy Independence Day to you. You're listening to 88.3 WRCT,
and this is Joe's Garage, July special, where I'm trying to play songs from American artists dedicated to America.
Courts in session. Join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson, for you 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul. Let's focus on new music from your favorite classic artists. Thursdays at 8 and re-airing Mondays at noon, only on WRCT. Courts in session.
Alright, let's get into tunes here, finish off the hour. I've got lined up sort of a harder thing. I wanted to do a tribute to both the King and Queen of America. Which I know you're probably thinking, I don't remember them. I think we fought a war around this time. I have to have that, but we do, in fact, have a King and Queen of America. That is, of course, Elvis Presley and a great late Miss Aretha Franklin. So, got a track from Aretha coming up next, but first here is the King himself, Mr. Presley, with a song called Shout It Out. Tuned in here, Joe's Garage on 88.3 WRCT.
Shout it out. Well, there is no doubt. taste. While there's music, life's no waste. While there's great things happening, there's no end to the joy life can bring. So come on, get happy, shout it out. Yeah, get happy now. You can love as long as bright stars shine above. You've got no reason to be blue. Take what it means when your dreams all come true. I say, come on, get happy, shout it out. Yeah, get happy now, shout it out. Well, now there is no doubt you've a lot to shout about. Give me your life is swell, shout it out. I said, now there is no doubt you would like to shout about. Give me your life, it's worth shouting out. There is no doubt you would like to shout about. Give me your life, it's worth shouting out. Shout it out.
Night and the Pips to come with Midnight Train to Georgia.
Simon and Garfunkel as well, but first I want to play a track by a group known simply as America and their track, Shura Highway. Keep it tuned in here. Joe's Garage, 88.3 WRCT.
It's like a dream to me now. Yeah.
Gladys Knight and the Pips there with Midnight Train
or Georgia.
Earlier was Simon and Garfunkel with their song America. Started this track off with the group known as America. Ventura Highway. Absolutely love that album, Homecoming by them. And the first album, self-titled America, Wars with No Name, came out with that in 1969, age of 17. Global hits at the age of 17.
I can't tell you what I was 17. I don't even remember.
This has been Joe's Garage, 88.3 WRCT, July special. I thank you very much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed, and the sun's starting to set. We're getting ready to light off some fireworks and have a good time in the festivities of Independence Day. So make sure you stay tuned. Coming up next is Steve with Deep Blues Hour. So listen to that. We were just talking about a blues, the original American art form, original American sound. So keep it tuned in here. All right, to finish off the set tonight, I wanted to do a special track from a man, Mr. Ray Charles, song America the Beautiful, wanted to end on, but wanted to play something personal favorite of mine. Not sure you all know this, but I actually am from our time living in, my family is from West Virginia. I felt what song better to sum up for the 4th of July, talking about the beauty of America and all that we stand for. Mr. John Denver's Country Roads. This song is sacred to me, to my people. And I know it's beloved by all. So thank you very much for tuning in. It's been Joe's Garage, and happy Independence Day.
The morning hour she calls. I am the one.